Weiter in Chancer in Shavuos Daf Lamed, picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Mazel Tov for all those who finish the third parak, and now begin the fourth parak of Maseches Shavuos as we make our way steadily towards the end of the Masechta. Here we go. Shavuos Ha'edus. We have mentioned this, now the parak is going to go into it, and that is the entire parak called Shavuos Ha'edus, of the false oath of testimony. Now, who falls in this category of someone who makes a shavua of edus? It's men and not women. Says Rashi, Dichsiv, Vehu eid, Baroi lahaid. Davra akasav, Dibra akasav. Veisha psula leidus, Kidiyalaf papirkin, Miva amdu shneha anashim. So we see women are puzzled from being involved with edus. And over here, it's only people that are roi to be edim, so therefore that's who's going to fall. There's no hagim ba'anashim, v'lo b'anashim. Berachokim, v'lo berkovim, with those that are distant, not those are close. Rashi says, not that they're close, meaning krovim, relatives, psul and edus. And therefore, clearly not going to be included in it. Rashi says, b'sanhedrin, you'll feel in la v'hai ninhu hasim b'far. So you learn it out. Over there. B'ksher v'lo b'sulim, for those who are kashin, those not those who are apostles, Rashi points out. K'mo gazon, shu apostle min ha-torah, shenemer al tashis eid chamas. V'einu nuhagas elik b'ru'i loid. It only applies to those who are roi to give edus. Now, that obviously, which the Gemara said, Rashi says, we're going to refer to Shlomo Utimah, which is coming to school, because that seems like an obvious statement after what we just said. Now, Bifnei Bezin, Vishalal, Bifnei Bezin, in front of Bezin and not in front of Bezin. Rashi says, Imi Piatzmo Nishba, Sha'amar Shavu Hashem Yodei Lechaidus. Guys, I swear I don't really eat this for you. But he really does. Mipi atzmo, and we're talking about that he's doing it from his own mouth, mipi acherim, but if it's done by other people, ein chayav nat shichperu behem bebeisin, there's not going to be chayav until they deny what they know in court. Devi Meir is like a zakt Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim, whether it's through him, the shvuah was said by himself, or he was mushba from others, ein chayav nat shichperu behem bebeisin, they're not going to be chayav unless they deny in court that they, yeah. Rashi says chayav means a carbon ola v'yored. Now, unlike any other time a person does something amazing, get ready for this. V'chayavin al zedon hashavua. They're chayav for doing this b'mezid. No, they know everything here. They understand about the fact, they know that about the testimony, about the edus, and they know that's usher to lie, and know about the punishment, and they do this totally b'mezid, still they're going to be chayav, which is an unbelievable statement right there. Rashi says, Sherei lo nemar ba v'nelam. Right, this guy knows about it. V'al shigigaso imzdon ha'edus. So he is v'chayav al zedon ha'shua, v'al shigigaso imzdon ha'edus. Or for its unknowing, if he did a b'shogeg, with a knowing denial of the testimony, meaning when they took the shavua, they remembered the edus, and they knew that it's also to swear and lie about it, but they didn't know the punishment for doing this. So v'shigasam zona edus v'inachayavim al shigaso, but they're not going to be. So they're chayav for that one, but they're not going to be chayav al shigaso. That can be chayv if the whole thing is b'shogeg, meaning at the time that they made the shvua, they really thought they didn't know any edus over here, and only later that they remembered that they did know something. And that type of case, that's called an ones, and therefore they're not going to be chayv. Now she says, im shogegem heim legamre, kesvurin she'in yodin lo edus, v'achakach nizkar sha'ev, they didn't know, then they remembered, she'in nusin, and it's called anus, lo karina b'vun nishboin l'sheker, it's not called nishboin l'sheker. And what is the punishment? They're going to be chayef for knowing this iser al zedonashu when they did it b'mizid, a carbon ola v'yored. That's like a carbon we've seen all along. You know, if they can't afford this one, it goes down low. If they can't afford that, it goes down low, and so on and forth. Frek the Haley Gemara, Minani Mili. Wait a minute, know that women are not. Rashi's Danashim Psulus Eidus, the Pasuk Eidus. The time, Tanur Banan, Vamdu Shnei Ha'anashim. The Pasuk says that two men will stand before the court. The full Pasuk is Vamdu Shnei Ha'anashim, Mashalahem, Hariv of Nei Hashem, Lefnei Ha'Kohanim, Vashotam, Vashayu, Bayom, Mahim, Be'edim, Akasim, Adabe. They're talking about Eidus, that's the Pasuk talking about. Therefore, by saying men, it's saying that women are not able to do this.
Rashi spells it out. Be'edim hakosam medaber. The be'edim ishtoi kor. The pasuk goes earlier. Dichsev le'el. It's continuing talking about edus because dichsev le'el minei ki yakum eid chamas be'ish v'samach le'ev v'amdu. One right next to the other. Says the Gemara ata omer be'edim o eno ela v'bali dinim. You want to say something about edim? Maybe it's only talking about the bali dinim, about litigants. Kishom. But then when it says asher lahem hariv, the ones who have the fight, Haray Bali Dinam Amr, we're already speaking about them. How many Mekayim, the understand Russian, what am I going to do with the fact that Pesach says that these two people get up? Ve'edim Achaz V'davar, it's talking about Edim. Rashi says, L'lam V'chashayin Edus B'nashim, to teach that women, the Edus does not apply, that there is no Edus by women. Ve'imlev Shach Lomar, Rashi explains, if you had some way of knocking this out, Vim Tirza Lahashiv Tshuva Al Derech Zu, if you want, you can answer the following. Are Lecha, you could say, now back in the Gemara, Nemar Kan Shnei, it says over here, Shnei, two men. Ave Nemar Lahalan Shnei, and it says the Pasuk after that, two witnesses. And then we use Xer Shavim, Malahalan Be'edim, Avkam Be'edim, just like those are talking about Edim, here too is talking about Edus as well. In fact, the Gemara, my Im nafshach lomer, like what exactly could have been the flaw? Rashi says, "Ma haya lo lahashiv aderech harishon." What could you have answered the first one in a way that you now have to bring up a second answer? V'chi tema, if you want to say that maybe it's midalo kasav asher lahem hariv, since the Torah didn't write, and those who have the conflict, kule kroy v'bali dinim mishtai, that the entire pasuk is only talking about litigants. So then you could say, Nemar Kan Sheni, Venemar Lahalan, Nemar Kan Shnei, Venemar Lahalan Shnei, Al Halan Be'edim, Av Kan Be'edim. Meaning, you don't have a Vavachib over there to say that you want to connect these two psukim, right? It doesn't say Va Asher Lahem Riv, it just says Asher Lahem Riv. Therefore, you have a second answer. Tanya Yidach. You have another Brisa which says, V'amdu shnei ha'anashim, and the two men will stand. Be'edim akasav v'davar. We're talking about Edus over there, and it's talking about men, so therefore it's just women. Atam be'edim, o'inu ala b'bali dinim. Who says you're talking about Edim? Maybe it's b'bali dinim. Amarta can't be, because you could say, v'chi shnayim b'ayim l'din, shlosha ein b'ayim l'din. Only two litigants come for judgment, and not three. Of the pasuk coming, sitting straight up. We're talking about litigants, why are you talking about two over there? Must be, it's talking about Edim and Edus. V'im nafshach lomer, and if you have a problem with that, so nemar kan shnei, v'nemar lahalan shnei, malahalan be'edim, afkan be'edim, just like that, same as two as well. Ma'ayin nafshach lomer, what exactly was the problem? They have to come up with another answer. V'chitem, if you want to say that the pasuk could talk about two litigants, and the reason why it says two is because tovei v'nitva kam mishtarikra. The pasuk is talking about the one who's claiming, the one who's defending. Those are the two sides over there. So then you say, so therefore you don't vary. They say, I say this. Never can stay, but never hold stay, my hold be them, I've cut be them. Tanya Dach, and everybody says, understand Anashim. Pasuk says, understand Anashim, that the two men will stand be them because we're never talking about Edom. And again, Anashim is talking about men and not women. Atom or be them, we ain't a little bit of Validinum. Mama, to be here, Anashim, boy in the den. Do only men come for den? Anashim in Bo's the den. But women don't come, and therefore it must be talking about men. V'im l'shtach lomer, nemar kan shnei, nemar lahalan shnei, ma lahalan be'edim, af kan be'edim. Ay, ma'im l'shtach lomer. What exactly was your problem to say that? V'chitim, if you want to say the pasuk, maybe he's talking about the litigants, and the reason why it says the word anashim, says men specifically, is ishalav orcha mishum kol kvudu basmelach p'nima. It's not the normal way for a woman to go and to behave in such a way, to come up and to come to court or whatever it is, because the honor, all the honor of the Bas Melech, the king's daughter, is Pnima, is on the inside. Then, Nemar Kan Shnei, V'Nemar Lahalan Shnei, Ma Lahalan Be'edim, Af Kan Be'edim. Tana Rabba Anan, V'Amdu Shnei Anashim, the Pasuk says that the two men will stand. The mitzvah L'Baladinim Sheyamdu. It's telling you that it's a mitzvah for the Baladinim that they should go ahead and they should be standing, right? When they go ahead and they bring their cases and their arguments, they should be standing. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Shabbati, I heard, She'im Ratzu Lahoshiv V'Shteim Hoshivin, that if the judges want to seat them both, then they can have them both seated. They can sit down. Ezehu Aser, what will be Aser? Shaloye Echad Omid V'Echad Yoshev. You can't have it that one of them is standing and one of them is sitting. Rashi says, Shalo yira chavir, shem echadden also yosem imenu, v'yistatmu devarav. I shouldn't think that, oh, you're giving more honor to one over the other. Echa medaber kol tzarko. Shouldn't be that one of them gets to speak as much as he wants to talk. For echad omer lo katzederecha. And the other one is, so that one is told, like, you know, keep it quick, my friend. Right? Again, if he feels that someone else is getting more, he's going to lose his confidence in this idea. He's not going to be able to go and argue properly. That's the statmud or echad. It's going to, like, block him up. Tana Rabbanan, b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. With righteousness shall you judge your fellow. Shelo yehi echad yoshev echad omeid. That you shouldn't have one standing and one sitting. Echad medaber kol tzarko v'echad omer lo katzederecha. One of them you can speak as much as he wants. One is, you know, do even less. Davar acher, b'tzedek tishpot amisecha. With righteousness your fellow. Habidan es chavercha l'kav schus. So you should judge your friend favorably. Rashi says, v'lo b'din b'alei dina makasu medaber. Ela b'roa chavera osa davar. It's not like a b'alei dina. You see your friend doing something. Shata yochel achril etzad aver etzad schus. You could either look at him, judge him, going towards negative or positive. Achril eschus v'al takshedeu b'avera. Look at it as eschus and don't think he's doing a vera. Tani Rabbi Yosef, b'tzadik tishpot b'secha am she'itcha b'tor uve mitzvos. When it says b'tzadik tishpot with righteousness, so you judge your amisecha. What that means is that the nation that is with you, in Torah and mitzvos. This type of person should be ishtadl l'dun yafe, you should judge him yafe. Rashi says, l'kamon first, l'mishter b'tigrei, bo shnei din l'fanecha. You have two din cases come in front of you. Echad mehem b'shal tamil chachamim. One of them is with tamil chachamim, have a posik osto t'chilu, a pater osto l'fanecha, you should deal with him first and let him out of your sight first. Of Ula bei Drav Eloi, Havali Dina Kamei Drav Nachman. There was Rav Ula, who was the son of Rav Eloi, was involved with a din that was going in front of Rav Nachman. Shalach Lei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman, who was going to be the judge. Ula Chaveirenu, Ula, our friend. Amis B'Torah B'Mitzos, a person who's involved in Torah Mitzvos, he knows you're holding shtark. Amar Rav Nachman said, L'may Shalachli, why Rav Yosef send me this Mitzvos? L'chanu fele, what is it he wants for me? He wants a chanifa, flattery? Let me just repeat to make sure I said this story accurately. This was that Rav Yosef sent a message to Rav Nachman about Ula. He said, Ula is our friend. You know, he knows Torah and Mitzvos. Rav Nachman saying, what are you doing over here? If you want to say over here he's trying to do some sort of chanifa shtick, you know, that really doesn't make any sense that he would be doing such a zach. Now she says, Lamai, ha mil, so why do you send this to me? Shema lachnifa, lachnifa, b'tmiya, it's done b'tmiya. Ha da amar, and later he said, lemishra b'tigrei. Oh, the only reason he's telling this, he wants me to deal with this case first. Rashi is going to appreciate this. Yabar denecha lefanei aposuk. Efsok at Zet Kila, sorry. Right, so he wants him, you know, to me dealing with him and then let him out of here quicker. Beep, turn the page. Love and base. Inami Lishuda de Daini. Shuda de Daini is like it's left to the discretion of the judge or the court to decide what they want. Rashi explains that Yesh Din She'enu Tali B'Ri'is Edim V'lo B'Shavua. You know, they're just unclear. They were trying to figure out like which way it should go, and they don't have enough rias. But yeah, I'm feeling like a certain direction over here, and there's a reason for that. Rashi gives an example. Go on Hanach Tiksuvus to pay him a base. Ahuda Amar Luhu Nechsayah L'Tuvia. This guy on his deathbed said, "All my property should go to Tuvia." Lasu Shnei Tuvia, two Tuvias come in front of him. Who does he give it to? Arminan Hossam, Shuda the Daini, Lemisha Dain Roashu Roi Lasislo, Matana, Inami, the Shnei Staros, Shalmecher, Shinich Tububiyom Echad. We're going to say you have two Staros of sale that are written on the same day. Vain Yadua Lemim Masar Mocher, Starot Chila. We don't know who he was given to first. Arminan, we say, Shuda the Daini, Tzafkan, Shalach Li, Im hadin tadlu b'shul the daini ze royal zechkoso shechacha v'tzadiko. If it gets to a point of shul the daini, it's royal to pick this person because, you know, maybe that's what he was coming to tell me, because he is a chacham and a tzaddik. Shuda loshen ashlacha. It's like a throwing, like, you know, you toss up whatever. It's the toss of the dayan. Kedem tagamina and yara biyam is shadi biyama. Good old translation explaining what the word means. Amaru la machlokes be bali din. And the machlokes is only by bali din. Edim, divrei hakol b'midah. Everyone says that they should be standing. D'chsev v'amdu shnei anashim. And the two men shall stand. Amar Rav Huna, machlokes b'shas maso matan. The machlokes is only during the times of the actual maso matan, the give and the take, the arguments that are being presented. Amar b'shas gemar din, at the time of the gemar din is being decided, divrei hakol. Everyone holds Dayanim b'yeshiva, the Dayanim shall sit. Baladin b'amidah, the Baladinim, they stand. So the pasuk says, "Vayeshev Moshe lishpat ha'am, v'yamuram." Moshe sat to judge, and the nation stood. Lishnachrina, another version. Machlokas b'shas masamata. Machlokas is during the times during the masamata. Val b'shas gardin, when the time gardin, they were called Dayanim b'yeshiva. The Dayanim judges have to sit. The Baladinim b'amidah. The ha edim kigmar din dover, because the witnesses is compared to the Gemar Din. And it says over there, V'amdu shtei anashim. The two men have to stand. Therefore, just like the witnesses has to stand when it's in their testimony, so do the litigants have to stand when the case is concluded. Story time. The Bittad Rav Huna, that is the wife of Rav Huna. Rashi says, Mishemes Rav Huna. Rav Huna died, and Rav Huna's wife came to court with some court case against her. Havale Dina coming to Rav Nachman, he did in front of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's, okay, how do I deal with this? Like, normally he would say, like, the husband would come, but he's not here, so now she's coming in, and what do I do? Amari said, hey, Chanavid, what should I do? What should I do? If I stand up in front of her, because it's a chiyuv to stand up, just not only for the Talmud Chacham, but also for the wife of Talmud Chacham. But if I stand up for her, then mistat man tanasi de baldina. Like we saw earlier, it's going to cause the baldin to feel, the other baldin to feel like really bad, and it's going to shut him down. He's not going to really give a good testimony. Loik in my kumbel, I don't stand up for her, so then I'm going to be in violation of Eishes Chaver, Eike Chaver, a wife of a Chaver is like a Chaver. Chaver is like a chash of a person over here. And therefore, I have to stand up for her. Amalei the Shabbos, says to the Shabbos, this is what we should do. Seva Afach Alay Bar Avzag. Go out and then, like, throw a goose towards me. This goose come flying at me. Ushtei Levai Veikam. When you throw it at me, I'm going to get up. And then I'm going to realize I'm getting up because of, really, for her. Rashi says, Ve'emur, I'll get up. V'lo yovin zeh, shebishvila amarati, elu mipnei avu zaparei chaboi lai. They're going to think it's because of the flying goose. So that's how we got out of it. Va'amar ma'ar, frankly, ma'ar, but amar ma'ar, we know it says, Rav Huna says, machlokas b'shas masomatan. Machlokas are into masomatan. Aval b'shas kvardin, divrei hakol, everyone agrees that you're going to be yeshiva, they have to sit, the baladin b'amidah, they have to stand. So if a judge wants to give honor, how's he going to give honor at that point? How is he supposed to go and stand during that part? Or she says, v'acha lach lo kavod, hichi avid de the Kaim, Yosef, the answer is, the Yosef command the Shari Masani. He should sit like a person who's tying his shoes. So in other words, don't be sitting, don't be standing, be in that, like, you know, mid-position. Farmer Ish Plonia to Zaka Ish Plonia to Chayev, and then go ahead and judge the case. So it looks like you're, like, sitting, standing, it's going to be in between. Amar Rav Huna, Haitzim Rabbanim Amaris. Let's see how this great Torah, this is fiery Torah scholar, this young rabbinic student, and a Amaris. The Isl who din about there, they have a din against each other. What do you do? Masvin and lay the Sumer Rabbanan. The court goes and sits down the Sumer Rabbanan. We said he wants to sit. Vikar, you know, if he decides to stand up, then less labath, then there's no problem. Like, he was also told to sit. He's not going to be concerned, you know, by the other one kissing on or whatever it is. If he wants to stand, he can stand. Story time. Rav by Shravya. Havali Dinah Kamidra Papa. Rav, you know, the son of Shrava, had a din with a Ama Aretz, and it was in front of Rav Papa. So what happened? Oh, Sveyanim sit, Ve'osiv Nami the Baldina, and he also had the other one, the Baldina also sit. Asa shlicha the dina, the shlich the beis din, like he's known as like the bailiff in court. Like bailiff, he comes and batash bay v'okme la'amaretz, and he kicked the amaretz, and because of that the guy stood up. Right, this is bought, right? Kicked him. Batash is bought. V'lo amalei Rav Papa tiv. Rav Papa didn't say to him, sit down. Hey, chaver, this, how could you have done such a thing? Now you're showing favoritism to the other one. V'hamistat man tanase, it's going to close up his arguments. Amar Rav Papa, Mima Amar, no, the Amaretz will say, you husband. Rav Papa, he did have me sit down. Shlichu d'vafayis minei. Just the shlich doesn't like me, right? She says, lo sis lo tov, eno avai. You know, everything that's good for me doesn't like me. From Rav Rafuna, haisam Rabbanu v'Amaretz. You had this young Torah scholar and Amaretz. Islu dina ba'ad edadim din with each other. Lo luktim tzor Rabbanu v'leisiv. The tzor Rabbanu should not come first and sit down with the judge, even if you're sitting there quietly, right? She's l'fnei adayin. Called him Shavu Baldino, Vafil Yoshev Shoki, he means there quietly, Yoshev is Shosik. Mishom de Mechsei command decidedly Dina, because it looks like he's a little ruse here. It's like setting up the situation before he's going to come and say it's not fair. She says, Tansei, the way he's doing is Masadalei, Tansei, Vigorim Shiach Shaduhu, Bemit, Bematim Dvarmi. It looks like he's going to be suspected for setting this up, Ladain, Vaover, below Sisa, Shem Shav, Kidla Kaman. And wait, I'll say to do this. Velo Amran Ella Deka the Duluk Fila Idne. That's only if it doesn't have a set chavrus with him. It's just a dying rabbo. Talking about a case where the dying is his rabbi. Everyone knows this guy learns with him every single day at that time. If the guy coming, he's not going to suspect anything in that case. Aval Kfila Idne, then no problem. Less, there's no issue. May Marmel will say, but Idne Tari, because he's busy with the Shtanger, he's nothing to do with the case. Third statement. Hi, Sumer Rabbanu Diyadav Sadusav. He knows a certain testimony. Vizila Bey Milsa, but it's something which is beneath his covet to go be involved with this such a testimony. Lamezal Bey Daina Dezuta Minei Lasuda Kame, to go in front of a court who, you know, judges are less choshev than him to go testify in front of them. Lo Lezer doesn't have to go. Rav Shisha Bey Drav Yidi. After the Tamina Yosef Mishnah backs it up. Matsasako Kupa, a famous girl we saw in Bava Metzia. If he finds a sack or a box, Vein Takalito, it's not the way that he would normally walk with it. Rashi and Semoy Shalov, it was his own box, he wouldn't walk like that in the streets. It's beneath his cover to walk with such a thing. Hareza Luito, he doesn't have to go ahead, he doesn't have to pick it up and bring it up. Rashi says, Hareza Lo Yito. She says, "Inu muzar Allah below sucha l'salim." We know the pasuk says, "Shemar." The pasuk says, "You're not lo yichal l'salim if you see is an object to a shavas aveda." But the pasuk says, "By tam chacham, Shemar v'salamta pam shata misalim." There are times when you are allowed to be misalim. Famous Gemara is back from fourth or fifth grade. Those who remember that, Harizal Yito doesn't pick it up, right? So you're also is not chayv to go and testify if it's beneath his covered. Hani mil v'mono, that's only talking about the case of dini mominus. Aval b'yisura, if it's a dini yisur, Rashi is going on, isha haba l'fnei chacham, there's a woman who comes in front of chacham, latir linase, in order to matter her, to be able to go and to get married. She's in a situation where her husband, is he alive, is he dead? And he has some sort of aides over here to answer this thing over here. And v'talmud zeh yodea shabai l'chai, ein chacham chashud, Chashuv l'neged Hashem. Then we say the following: Ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel l'neged Hashem. There's no wisdom or understanding or counsel that is contrary to Hashem. Therefore, it's telling you that kol makom sheish mechil Hashem is going to be a chil Hashem. Ein cholkem kavod l'rav. We don't give any kavod to the Rav over here. And then we put that aside to stop someone from doing a chil Hashem but doing sefer. And therefore, even a great scholar has to go to a court which is less than him to testify. Rav Yemar, another story time. Rav Yemar, Rav Yemar knew testimony for Marzucha. He came in front of Amemar. So Rav Yemar came in front of Amemar for Marzucha. Osevinu Lekulin, Amemar had them all sit down. Amar Le, right, that is Rav Yemar, Marzucha, and Marzucha, who's the one who was, you know, fighting against him. The judge told Rav Yemar and Marzucha to sit down because they're great sages. And then once he asked him to sit, you have to give the other one the option to do it as well. So what happened? He had them all sit down. Amalei Rav Asila Meimar. V'amar Ula, but didn't Ula say, Machlokes, V'bali Dinim, the Machlokes in the Chacham of Yehuda is V'bali Dinim. Aval Be'edim, when it comes to Edim, Divya Kolba Mida, everyone has to stand over there. So why are you telling Rav Yemar was, you know, why did you tell Rav Yemar, who's a witness, to go into sit. Amalei said, Hayasei v'hayasei. We have two asays coming head to head. Rashi says, Hayasei v'amdu. V'hayasei es Hashem l'kachatira l'rabos tamini chachamim. It's going above a comet of mem aleph from a base. Right? You have to go, you have to give him cover. So, Hayasei v'hayasei. Asei d'kvo Torah. The asei of cover the Torah is more chashev than the other one. Therefore, aid who's a great sage should sit when giving his aidus. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.